You're listening to Oliver on 12radio.com. He's a superstar seed.
Hello, everyone out there. Here in the 1-2 world, it is Oliver, and you have tuned in to Oliver here on a Wednesday night. I have to apologize in advance. I have suffered from a very severe attack of Libra because I was going to switch my time slot to later after Raven today, but sort of back and forth. I'm staying right where I'm at, you know, here at 6 p.m. Pacific every Wednesday. So don't go anywhere. Don't think somebody's going to come after Raven. I don't think there is anybody actually right now, but it won't be me. I'll stay right here. So yes, that is my inner Libra that took over there for a moment. I went back and forth for about a gazillion times because that's what I do when I can't make up my mind. But here I am, and I'm so happy that you guys are out there too. And that little throat, that little frog in my throat just came up again. Excuse me for a moment. And we got rid of him. I just want to let you know how happy I am that you're here tonight and also to listen. And I have a really special guest with me. She's special no matter what, where she's from, how many times she's been on. She could be on every week and she would still be special, you know. So it's sort of like, do you remember Melrose Place back in the days with Heather Locklear, you know, like special guest, Heather Locklear, you know, and how, you know, she kept on being a special guest every single week, even though I think she was promoted to lead or something to that degree. I thought that was kind of funny back then. So anyway, yes, I am staying in this time slot. And right after there's Raven, of course, with her rabbit hole. It's called Raven's Rabbit Hole. And she'll be on right after me. And if you want to chat with us, you can do that. If you go to 12radio.com, click the chat button up in the left hand corner. It'll take you to Facebook, which is our chat room, and there you can have more of an interactive experience with us. And I would also, I know for a fact I'm going to be posting a few links tonight, and you might be curious enough to go over and see what it is that I'm posting, but I'll talk with my guest about that. And then, of course, just to make sure that you all know that you can find me over at 12Listen Daily. I am ready to chat with all of you, and I would love to say hi to all of you. Not at once, obviously, but one at a time. And but enough about me. What do you think about me? No, enough. It's time to bring on my guest. And of course, it's Carla Collins, who's going to join me here right now. Carla, are you with me?
I am always with you, Oliver. And besides, anyone who is able to work my name in with a Melrose Place Heather Locklear reference. I'm 100% in, as you can imagine.
Yeah, well, I don't know. How far away are you from Melrose Place?
Not too far. I mean, I'm not in that hood, but it's I'm Melrose Place adjacent.
Okay.
Place adjacent here in LA, which is on fire, by the way.
Oh yeah, I hear that. So yeah. you sort of have to run almost because you have to go out and save people. You have to put on your superwoman cape, you know, like. And
shh, don't tell anyone. This is my alter ego.
Well, you have quite a few.
I do. Well, never boring, you know.
No, it is never boring and it's freaking hilarious all the time. I do have to say that I do love souffle, so.
Thank you. Yes, souffle is a character I do. I'm half French. My joke is, thank God the other half isn't German, or I just spend all day invading myself. It's a bad joke, but we need all the laughs we can get right now. But souffle is an homage to when I lived in France, and she's a French lingerie model. She's the total opposite of me. She's really confident. She wears less material than Carrot Top's act, and she's, you know, very sassy and a little more rude and spicy, but it's always fun to do a character because you get away with a lot more.
You know what is it? You're absolutely right. I should actually be in character all the time. Maybe I am.
Yeah, well, we all are. We're all in our own avatars, right? We're all in, our ego is our character. It's a character we created.
Yeah, that's true. But
Mm.
I'm bringing it back on. And first of all, for those out there who may not know Carla Collins, which I'm shocked, like,
Oh, yes,
because you
Susie.
should go,
Come on now.
because come on, you should know Carla. Carla, for those of you who may not have heard of Carla before, she is a fabulous stand-up comedian and creative in all kinds, a writer, artist. I actually think I would even call her also not that you're not here with me, but I'm talking about you in third person right now. Also, a spiritual guru somehow. Within all of this, you have managed to combine comedy, art, and spirituality together in one sort of bubble. Which is hilarious. I remember the first time I saw you. Well, we
That's
were on
how
the
we
floor, but
met.
I was about to say you had me on the floor, but we were literally on the floor. So,
Well, yes. Well, those were the early days when I first started. And a lot of times people are like, "What?" When for me, and I think everyone's starting to see how close they are. Like laughter, if you go for the Hawking scale, it's laughter is just below unconditional love. Like I just think it's one of the highest essences we can have. So why wouldn't laughter and spirituality or wellness go together? So I've always thought they were, and those are my two passions. I always thought that was a great marriage. And I think people are seeing more and more that it is, because at first it seemed like, the Bloods and the Crips, and that was crazy, and those two were opposites, but it's not at all. You don't have to be on a mountaintop, and take a vow of silence to get to your source or to feel good or to, what I mean?
Yeah, I
Get
do.
your own enlightenment. And then I always call it lighthearted enlightenment. And laughter is, I remember when I went to the Kabbalah Center, they call it holy laughter. Like I just think it's the closest thing to our God self personally. And it unites people and it gets us out of our own ego. And we can laugh at ourselves and the world because, come on, this simulation matrix is pretty funny. Rather see it as a comedy than a tragedy, don't we?
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. Though I have to tell you, as of late, most people haven't been able to laugh a lot. And so one of the reasons why I wanted you to come on here and maybe freshen the air a little bit.
I get
And
it.
all
Yes,
and
fluffy.
yeah, Flav, yeah. Your new kind of
Well,
yes, you
you
are.
forgot to mention actress because of my early aerobica work, but
Actress,
that's all right. That's okay.
those that's at the video store, if they even have them anymore in LA.
Yes.
You go to the back room, you go to the back room.
The corral doors, yes. Well, I mean,
Yeah.
and I listen, and I get it. And I mean, you know how hate isn't the opposite of love. Fear is, right?
Yeah,
And
correct.
so I don't think tragedy, which a lot of us have been through a lot of that, comedy is not the opposite. It's the next door neighbor. I mean, the two, that's why you have the tragedy and comedy faces. They're very close, right? It's all part of the duality of this world. And as you know, I'm a big fan of dark humor. I know we're in a cancel culture where people get offended, but to me, I think the more you make fun of something or make light of it, the more you take away its power or its fear.
That was actually
Because
going to be it was going to be my next question for you. If you have, I was going to say, in these woke times that we live in, I hear from a lot of, well, not personally, but I hear a lot of comedians say that they feel sort of censored in the way that they bring out their stand-up comedy, and and they sort of have to censor themselves so they don't offend anybody. I mean, have you had to do anything of that when you're on stage?
well, I don't think I do, only in that I'm not a mean comedian. Like I feel like if you've come out to see a show and you've hired a babysitter and paid for parking, like I really do try to uplift. So when I play with the crowd, and sometimes it just takes a little more time. You can still have a lot of fun with the crowd. Like now I do something called horoscope shaming, where I say we can trash talk, but only using somebody's zodiac sign. That. Because we're so divided right now politically. There's so much racism. there's so much hate, you know, there's hatred towards the LGBTQ community, and there's misogyny, obviously. Yeah. And then I make the joke about, you know, nothing terrifies me more than the driverless cars here in LA, because it does freak me out to not see a driver. And I said, you know what's even more terrifying than that? Women driverless cars. You see, that's satire, because I'm a chick. So I don't know if I censor myself, because I don't think I would ever go somewhere where I'd think it would be horribly offensive or mean. And I think as long as something's funny and it, you know, it gives you a perspective on it, then it's go. You know, there, some people think they're taboo subjects, and I think, well, sometimes when there's a tragedy and you can make a joke about it, as I say, you take away its power. So yeah. I have a whole campaign about how I think we need to bring back Pepe Le Pew, who got canceled. Because first of all, again, I'm French, and he was the only French representation in the Looney Tunes universe. We don't have a lot of, like, we have Celine Dion and a few Montreal Canadiens, and then who? So my joke is that, you know, the other thing is sometimes we, and yeah, of course, I think cancel culture has gone a little too far. Of course, it was necessary for some things. But when you cancel an imaginary cartoon skunk is where I think it crosses the line. And as my joke goes, you know, when we're kids, we're innocent, right? Like, yeah. We weren't watching the Three Stooges and thinking, why are three middle-aged Jewish men in a queen-size bed? We were just laughing at their shenanigans. I didn't think Pepe Le Pew was normalizing sexual assault when I was a young child. I thought the reason the cat, because it was a cat with a white stripe down its back, was wiggling out of his arms is because he was a skunk and he probably smelled like bad pot. So my joke is that I can argue that canceling Pepe is racist because he's French, he's black, he has a Spanish first name. So I think if we're going to cancel anyone, we should, who's a cartoon character, we should cancel Mr. Clean, because he's been creepy AF for decades. He's breaking and entering into stay-at-home mom's places, and he has access to more bleach than Dexter. So cancel that white dude who wears white pants after Labor Day and check your white privilege. So that gives you an idea of where my comedy lands. And sometimes it's just, you know, sometimes you just got to be silly.
Well, I do love to be silly myself.
You do.
Yeah, there just comes a point, you know, I've been talking to the listeners about this, you know, my summer, you know, I mean, seriously, the universe, if you would say it that way, could not throw anything else at me. I mean, I literally, there was no room for anymore, you know, and I remember one of the last things that happened to me. I can't remember whether it was me almost going blind or whatever that was that happened. I just had to laugh. No, it could not have been the eye, because I did not think that was funny. But no. There was something else on top of that. But I just couldn't stop laughing. There was just a point where, like, why not? It's just bring it on. Seriously, dump it on me. You know.
You know. Well, you know, as you talk about, I'm sure on your show that we decide all this before we even enter this dimension or go through one of these lives or incarnation or whatever words. I don't know all the lingo. That we, you know, before we enter this video game, we put these challenges before us. And I'm like, well, what was I drunk? Why did I ask for that one? So my feeling is, and as you know, I've done the eulogy in comedy at celebrations of life and funerals. And people think, well, what? And I said, you know, laughing and crying are both releases. They're both, you know, cathartic. But I'll tell you one thing. I look a lot better after, because when I cry, I get puffy pig eyes. I just do. My eyes they look horrible for days. So a lot of times I just think it's better to laugh. It is a release. And, you know, you get the endorphins. Not that, I mean, I also think a good cry. Listen, somebody sent me a video of a raccoon catching snowflakes. I cried for like 90 minutes. You know me, I'm as sensitive as a nipple. And look how beautiful life is. Look at that raccoon catching snowflakes. A lot of things make me cry very easily, so I have to try to keep laughing.
Oh, that is, yeah, well, you know, every time I see a new animal, there's like a pet animal, you know, baby animal on, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or whatever, I want that, you know, I mean, then I want, you know, a chameleon, then I want an alligator, then I want a sheep, and then I want a hippopotamus, and then I want, you know, like, they all look so cute.
All the animals. All the
But I
animals.
just don't know where to put them all, you know?
We just have to have Oliver's zoo, Oliver's petting zoo.
Oliver's a petting zoo. Oh my
Well,
God.
the animals have so much to teach us. And again, humans think they're the dominant species. We're not. We're sharing the planet with them. And, especially like, look at, they live in the now,
They really do, yeah.
and they share everything that, like, nature doesn't effort. And we're always, always humans try too hard and have agendas. And so we can learn a lot from animals. And I always try to bitch slap myself back into being like, just be. And it's just like life is so simple, but it's so hard to do. Like I've had these epiphanies. I have multiple epiphanies, not unlike my orgasms. But and also not unlike that, for the longest time, straight up, and I think I was faking them. Like I would talk about these things when I was doing a comedic meditation or chuckle and chill, or I would, if I was coaching someone, I would say something. And meanwhile, I don't know that I was practicing it myself. And it's so clear that it's like our whole world is just ourselves reflected back, right? So you really have to go inside. And what I was finding is that I'm sure you're the same way. I mean, I am like, since a people pleaser. And so I always think for people like us or whatever, is that you think to put yourself first, you're going to be a narcissist, like a lot of people in Los Angeles. But it's really not that. It's like if you don't like yourself first, or kind of do the inner work, nobody else will.
Well, that is so true. I always try to tell my clients and also listeners and people who want to listen to me, if they want to listen to me, that if you don't take care of your own house first, you really don't have the energy. It's like nourishing yourself, you don't have enough energy to nourish other people and be there for other people. So some people might say that that is kind of selfish, but no, I mean, why would you show up and trying to be of service for somebody if you're exhausted and you don't have anything to give,
Well, in the words of Moira Rose from Schitt's Creek, which Alexa, if airlines have taught us anything, it's to put your own oxygen mask on first.
yeah, exactly.
But the other thing is, even if it's not nourishing, I will just say, like, I think not beating the crap. I had my own personal fight club going on because I think there are two different things people do when they're going through a difficult time or when things, start falling apart, like the back end of Saturday Night Live. A lot of people who are alphas will lash out, right? And they'll scream at others. Well, I think I'm more of an omega because I turn it inward and get angry with myself and put down myself inside. Like my inner rhetoric was horrible. And sometimes outer rhetoric, like I would just literally just say, oh, what an idiot I am. And interestingly, and I know you and I have talked about it, but I'm going to just say it out in the wild. People in my life were reflecting that, and I mean close friends. So then now everybody was just yelling at me, including myself. And so it was like a bad episode of The View, not that there are good ones. So you know this, but I just thought I'd tell you recently, your listeners, that myself, I sort of came to this point where I just stopped that. And I even said to people, of course you're treating me like this because I'm treating me like this. And that's what got reflected back. And the second I stopped, kind of took back power and joy, guess what?
Then they didn't recognize you suddenly.
People stopped bitch slapping me too.
No, good.
And yeah, I think it, I think I really do. It's that it's, it's always the mirror as above, so below, all the things inside reflected out. And I think we say them all, at least for me. I'm just saying this myself, like I say it all the time, and I think I'm practicing it, but for reals, you have to, instead of it being a meme, when you really kind of do stop and think, oh, it all has to start inside. And whether
Exactly.
for you that's some meditation or some really kick-ass affirmations, then that's the whole thing that we are. Well, I always joke that, you know, there's the God's head and then we're dandruff, but we are all God. So, of course, that's what we're creating. And I think, especially right now in the world, I think we've all forgotten how amazing and powerful we are.
I would agree with that completely. But it's so easy, especially if you're caught up in whatever it is that we're being fed on a day-to-day basis, you know, when it comes to news, et cetera, and all that, that we can often, I mean, I have to stop myself sometimes when I watch some of this stuff. You know, I can feel my blood start to boil, and I have to turn it off, and then I have to switch it to a different place. You know, I have to instead watch a raccoon eating snowflakes, right?
And that's just gonna make you cry somewhere right now. It's just too. I literally saw that and I thought, life is so beautiful. And I'm like, what? Oh my gosh. But it's true. Like you kind of have to. And I know that some people, I love this. I don't know. I saw this and I'm not going to do, I'm paraphrasing, but you really kind of have to deny the 3D. Because, you know, the 3D takes a second to catch up. So I'm like, that's just what's going on right now in this video game. That's not what's going on in my heart.
No.
And thinking with my heart instead of my package, just a joke. It's a bad guy joke. Thinking with your heart instead of your head. Like we really do too. We live way too much in our minds. I do a little exercise where I like to take a little escalator down to my heart or down to my solar plexus, right?
Which to say is the longest journey, you know, from your mind to your heart is the longest journey.
Oh my, I'm an overthinker. The other day someone said, I was talking, I don't know, some. I was about to go on stage and I thought my jeans looked weird. They weren't fitting. And a friend said, are you obsessing over that? And I'm like, first of all, I'm obsessing over something at all times. I have ADHD. I know all my, you know, peccadillos. And then I just laughed at it. Of course I'm obsessing. And then, so yeah, it's the whole thing to, I think someone said thinking is the new smoking, like it's just bad for you. So
sort of, yes.
Right? You kind of have to deny the 3D, choose what you want it to be, and then live in that.
Yeah. It was like I started out the show saying, you know, I was supposed to take the time slot after Raven, and I was going back and forth. I mean, it was driving me crazy, you know, until our dear boss, he pointed out, he said, why do you want to go so late? You know, isn't it like 11 o'clock on the East Coast? I said, yeah, you're kind of right. Well, you know, people might be in bed by then, you know, especially if it's my generation, you know, so.
Well, no, for sure. People, yeah, that's on the late side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if I'm not in bed by night, well, not right now, but I there was a period, I went through a period where if I wasn't in bed by 9:30, 10 o'clock, I couldn't function the next day, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, they, and like, you know, again, they're saying how, like, so many of the fundamentals are so important, like sleep and the right food. Again, like, it's all really easy, but it's just also really easy to forget, right? We're always like being hit with the Men in Black gun and we have amnesia all the time. Like we know all this. We knew all this coming in. So it's just kind of, we're not learning anything, right? We're just uncovering. Like everything's already happened. So we're just discovering or revealing, I guess, right? And I find it so true. And just like you say, like, you know, when you get like that, I've just been doing what I think it's an Oliverism, but going with my gut and intuition, and sometimes I'm like, really? I should do that. Every time it works.
Yeah.
But we overthink, and I'm like the captain of Overthinkers Anonymous, so believe me, anything I'm saying, I'm just kind of trying to say as an affirmation to myself. Like when you said guru, you're like, I'm the opposite guru. You know how I feel about people who say, I'm a light worker, and I'm like, well, then give me light workers compensation, because I'm not a guru. I'm a goof. Like I've got some duct tape right now holding my bra together. Like you don't want to be me, but I'm happy to make you laugh and give you some nuggets. But I started this whole thing because all the gurus here just take themselves so seriously and they all become like cult leaders. Yeah. And the whole point is that you don't need any, like we all need our friends and we need support and, you know, to go to you for guidance at times or maybe go to me for a life. We'll talk about the vision pop boards or something, but it's all just to empower yourself. Like you're already amazing. And you know, it's like we're our own Google Maps. All the answers are inside.
Well, but it is true. I often see that with clients that I'm working with, that they just say, "Oh, you just gave me confirmation." Yeah, of course. I mean, that's the way it sometimes works. You know, it's just confirmation that you're on the right track. And sometimes it's good to hear from somebody who supposedly does not know you. You know, and
of course, well, that's like a second opinion, yeah. And it's confirmation, and
yeah,
it gives you confidence in your abilities.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so interesting you were talking about intuition, you know, which obviously I teach also. But do I forget to use it on myself sometimes, you know, even though it can't be hard to use your intuition on yourself if there's something really, there's something that you really want an answer to, you know, you're too invested. So it's almost impossible to see through all the clouds and everything.
I'm like a tall Yoda with breasts for everybody else in my life, because I've got that perspective. And when it comes to yourself, that's why it's really good to have a tribe that you trust or people who can see it for you. I mean, my brother can always see stuff about, and he's just, you know, we call each other pal. He's like, "Pal, what are you doing?" And I'm like, "What am I doing?" Like, that's, you know, because again, it's so much easier because you can see the whole picture, right? It's hard when you're.
Yeah, and it's so interesting because I do want to, we got to pull those vision boards out of you, you know, somehow. But first, you know, I like to say, you know, like, because what we've gone through, you know, for a while now, you know, has been so, it's almost like everybody has just been left like in suspension, you know, like we didn't know which way to go. We didn't know where where everything would fall once it's been all shaken up, right? Mm-hmm. And so one thing that I would do in my meditation is to just remove myself from all of it and see it from a higher perspective. And it's funny to look at it from that place where you suddenly say, "No, I'm not going to take the frog's perspective anymore. I'm going to take the bird's view," you know. And then you see that, oh my God, there are so many details. There are so many other things that needs to be counted in. And then suddenly it is both a lot more simple, and yet it's not a lot more simple, but you can really sort of just hone in on, just see it from a bigger perspective and concentrate on that. And that's where you started off by saying that, you know, in unity, we need to be united in order for that to actually occur. And you're right. We have been divided a lot over the last few years here, you know, and I don't think it's good for humanity. I think we do better when we are united.
Well, the other thing that's so silly is that we're all the same. We're all one. I mean, that's another secret to it. Like, when you think somebody's your mortal enemy or you hate someone, that's a part of you. Yeah. Either your shadow self or a lesson or, you know, like just the way you'd have... That's why I say we have to be like dogs and love unconditionally. And when people realize that it's all one, then you know it's just such a waste of time. And like, God, all that energy too that you go on of being resentful or jealous or, you know, any of those things, you're just poisoning yourself, right? I mean,
yeah.
And I know we've got to keep learning that lesson over and over again, right? Because we're humans.
Yeah.
That's why I think the zodiac shaming, you know, I'm just like, call somebody an Aries head, get it out of your system. And then it's not personal. But yeah, we do need to unite, as you said, take the higher perspective. And that's why I always like using the laughter, because, you know, when you share a personal joke with someone, even, or the same, and again, listen, also, God knows comedy is subjective, but.
Yeah, that it is.
I mean.
But like you said, you know, you like your dark humor, you know, so do I, you know, being born and raised in Denmark, that's pretty much, it's always dark there in the winter, you know, so.
Exactly. Dark humor is very slimming, as I say, it's just very slimming, so you got to get on board, but yeah, so. So, and for, you know, for everybody, it's something different that, like, I think Bashar, I don't know if you ever talk about him on your show, and a few of the modern day gurus
I haven't talked about him.
Yeah, they call all these things permission slips, right? Like, we have all the power, but if a vision board or a meditation, because we're always meditating or working out or speaking to you, those are all permission slips. Because if we think it helps us, it helps us, right? Like, you know, athletes who don't change their uniform because they're on a lucky streak. Fantastic, because you're giving it that power. You know, if that's a technique that works for you, do it.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone can relate to that. You know, like, I have my lucky shirt on my lucky jeans, or I got this crystal that I always carry because I know this is my lucky crystal, you know, and I remember I had a friend years ago, and she got me into crystals and all kinds of stuff. I used to have crystals everywhere. I always had to pay overweight when I was flying, you know, because I was always traveling with my crystals. But her mom, you know, like, she had like shoulder pains, and so she found a specific crystal that should help her with her shoulder pain. And actually, it was very true what she said. She said, "My shoulder pain is gone. I don't know if it's the crystal or it's just mind over matter, but I don't care. My shoulder doesn't hurt anymore."
First of all, it's always mind over matter. I mean, that's how placebos work. Of course it is.
Yeah.
But it's just like when you confirm for one of your clients that their intuition is on, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what vitamins do for me. I take like 72 of them. Like, honestly, when I pee, it just looks like, you know, the Bellagio lit up. But for me, it's kept me healthy. And so maybe it's just my mind keeping me healthy. I also think, who cares? Whatever's working in the cocktail, I'll take it. If it's working, then, you know, it's great. And that was sort of the thinking behind the vision boards, because we are very visual as humans.
Which I need to bring, we need to bring the listeners up to speed here when it comes to your vision boards. That's like in the beginning when I said that you're also a talented artist, because you really are. I don't know how you have time to do all this, writing, performing, art, the vision boards. I mean, you're sort of like a nonstop artwork that just keeps coming out of yourself, you know.
So, well, I only have one side of the brain that's working. I literally can't multiply. I mean, I don't really do anything else, Oliver. I don't have any skills. The other day I fixed my computer and I thought I should win the Nobel Peace Prize. All I did was watch a tutorial, because that's how Amish I am. I'm a bond away from being Amish. I'm not very technical. I'm not very practical. So it's art and fine art. So they spend my days. But yeah, I hadn't done art since high school. And that's what I wanted to be, was an artist. And I'm still Facebook friends with my high school art teacher. Shout out to Mr. Olson. He's probably listening. He's a big supporter. And last year, like over the holidays, I was doodling, as I always have. Mm-hmm. And my brother, who teaches art history at a private girls' school in New Zealand, said, "You should go back. You should start doing art again." And so did our dear friend Michael Wedd, because I doodle. And then I thought, I saw something about how it can help to manifest if you draw. So I did one for my brother. And then I just started developing it in the last year. And I keep getting little downloads, I think. You know, you find your voice. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, I think I have to use more symbols in these vision boards, because I think that's more powerful. And basically, I draw these for people and I personalize them, some, you know, often with their picture in the middle, and then whatever they love or manifest, using symbols and international things from all over the world. And then you can use it as your wallpaper on your phone, because we look at our phone 10 million times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
So it's therapeutic for me. And everyone's like, "Well, you should do a YouTube channel where we see you drawing them." I'm like, no, when I draw one of these, it's like an episode of The Bear in season 3. It's pretty intense. I got a lot going on. I'm chanting. I'm doing a lot of different stuff. I really work hard on this. You don't want to see that. I'm not taking these.
So I obviously I'm going to post examples of your vision boards in the chat room here, so people they can see what you're doing. And they're also for sale, by the way. Christmas is just around the corner, and they make an absolutely beautiful Christmas present, I should say. But they are Thank fantastic. You. But I want to let listeners know that it's not your regular. Because now they're probably sitting thinking you're sitting with like 50 magazines and you're cutting and pasting. This is not what you do. You literally created with colors and whatever it is that comes your way. You draw it, basically.
I draw them with black, a black ink, but then I fill them in with pastels and watercolors. So they're little, like you have a little original piece of art.
That
yeah,
is tailored
it's not just clipping things out of magazines. Yeah, yeah. And just like my meditations, they're personalized. So, well, yeah. I want to tell your listeners that one day I sat down a couple months ago to do a vision board for someone who had ordered one. And I got to tell you that the gods or spirits or Bono or Keanu Reeves, I don't know who's in charge, but they had a different
Keanu
idea.
Reeves.
Exactly. I like to think he's, he was Neo. And I channeled this and I'm like, nope, I've got to make an angel for Oliver. By the way, listeners, that's my nickname for Oliver, is Angel. And this angel kind of butterfly came out and it happened really quick. Like I did it in one day and sent it to you. And
yeah,
that's
you
not
did.
At all what I had planned, but sometimes you just got to channel, or Chanel, as I like to call it. I'm Chanelling.
And I do like that the angel is beautiful. I mean, that's probably one of the most beautiful things that anyone has ever done for me. And
Aww.
And I think, well, it's true, I mean, I look myself in the mirror right now with my puffy eyes because we got allergies and whatnot. I don't feel and look like an angel, but I suppose that that's all.
You're an angel with sinus issues.
Yeah, exactly. My wings, they're a little rusty right now. Every time I try to spread them, it's like I got arthritis or something like that. So I but it was such a sweet gesture that just came out of nowhere, absolutely. And it's
it kind of came out of nowhere for me though too. That's what I say. I was like, okay, this is happening. I remember I didn't even have it quite finished and I had to take a picture and send it to you. Like sometimes you just gotta go with where the universe is poking you.
Yeah, I mean, I was taken back by that in a very positive way, where I really felt that there was some of the sweetest, like, because I mean, it's one of those things, you don't expect, right? And then suddenly it's just there, and that means that there was a person out there that actually thought of you, and thought of you in a very special way. I mean, that speaks volume to the individual, and I'm almost going to choke up here again, but we'll try not to, because it is beautiful.
I'm so glad you like it. I just adore you. And we weren't even really chatting. It's not, it just came out of the blue.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, there's a vision board coming up for Oliver. And sometimes you got to go where the muse takes you, as my mom used to say. And so the other person had to wait, and you got a lovely multicolored angel.
Yeah. And,
yours looks like an angel on Pride Day.
Well, kind of fitting, except that I haven't been to a Pride. I haven't been to Pride in eons, not eons, but in a long time, I haven't been to a Pride. So I think, I've reached that age. I've been to enough, I know what it's about. I think I know what it's about, but I've been to quite a few all over the world,
amazing.
I think I can skip one here and there. Well, that's not true. I'm actually blatantly lying. I was actually here in Toronto for Pride, but I didn't go. Everybody just said, so did you have a good Pride? I said, yeah, I was at home eating ice cream and watching my favorite show.
People said, did you have a good Halloween? I said, if you count going to the gym and then coming back and watching Law and Order. Yeah, I had a SVU. I had a great Halloween. Sometimes exactly. You just got to keep it on the down low. You got to keep it cool. Chill.
But a year ago, I did attend Pride in Puerto Vallarta in May, and which is obviously is not as huge and big as the one in Toronto or anywhere else in the world, the big cities, right? But it was kind of different in a very, because they brought in their Mexican culture and everything else. It was like it was really, I don't know, there was a different spirit to it, if I may say that.
Nice.
You know. Yeah, it was really nice. It was very happy, and it didn't take 3 hours. It took maybe 45 minutes.
It was like the fun size Pride.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's good. It's good for people like me with ADHD. We're just like, okay.
Yeah, that's enough.
Want
enough.
My Pride fast and furious.
So talk a little bit about these vision boards, because as I just mentioned before, they are for sale. People can actually order their special vision board. So what do people need to do? Because now that I'm posting them in the chat room, and we're going to have them all over the place, and people, I'm sure somebody's out there is going to go, I want my own personalized vision board. So how do people go about, first of all, get in touch with you? Is there any information you need, or is it all just downloaded? Or, well, you probably need a name. You probably need a name to begin with. That would probably be helpful.
Yes, no, I do. I do. Like, well, once I get the information, well, you can reach me on Instagram. I always make the joke. It's at Carla Collins Comedian, all C words, but the nice kind. And or carla@carlacollins.com is my email. You're welcome to email me. Don't send me anything weird. But so
now now they're going to send you something weird, right?
Well, there are some generic ones that just have a lot of, I like to infuse them. I've called them the Harmony series, Harmony, but it's spelled like money. So all of these are infused with symbols of peace, prosperity, and protection. But when I do the individual ones, here's funny. I made one for myself, and a woman just bought it. So I lost my own vision board because she just likes the look of it.
That's so hilarious, actually.
Sure. Because, it's already on my phone. So I'm like, yeah. She's like, I really like this one. So she didn't want a custom one. She just liked the looks of that. And that's fine. Right? That's art. You just like what you like. But basically, if someone orders a vision board, I ask them for a couple of pictures they like of themselves. So, so say you said, I would want a personalized vision board. I would draw a picture of Oliver in the middle. And then I ask people for things that they love, that or that are meaningful to them, and things that they'd like to manifest in their life. So, a woman who just ordered one, and I knew she was going to say, cause she's from England. So she said something British. And she wants to manifest more self-care, abundance. And she's like, I've got plenty of love. I'm like, cool. and then sometimes, I'll put in a zodiac. I made one for someone in their year of the dragon. So I put a dragon in there along with, and I'll make them very specific. Like I can do coins for money or, dollar bills or just signs of prosperity, like the fish. I have the fish on mine for prosperity. I've got a little baby Buddha, lotus. I also do a series where I can just do your face, or I'll put a chakra body on you. And I have a little fun with the chakra. Like I put a queen's crown where the crown chakra is. So there's a little bit of humor and a little, and they're, it looks like a box of Skittles threw up, not unlike my condo. I like color. They're pretty colorful. So that's usually what I ask for from people is pictures they like of themselves. I mean, I'm not a portrait artist, but I get your essence. And then as opposed to, as you said, the typical vision boards where it's you cutting out the Netflix, logo, and which is fine. I just think these work more. And when people give me all their information, I meditate on them and use the sim. I don't know. We co-create, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to sound silly, but I really do. I think on them, and this woman said she wanted a dragonfly, so I kind of made her into a dragonfly.
Yeah,
because that's what came to me. So those are the kinds of things. And
I suspect when you sit down and do these vision boards for a specific person, I mean, that would be my world anyway. But I can imagine you can't stop. Channeling them, probably their thoughts, their feelings, you know, are at least part of what that is, and that's coming through the vision board that you're doing, possibly subconsciously,
I hope so. I mean, I kind of like sometimes I'm just like I don't know who made that, you know, just a lot of like sometimes that happens with writing. I know a lot of your listeners can relate to this, right? Or
yeah,
you go to make a speech and you're like, I don't know who the hell just said that. That's not at all what I had planned. And that's most of my comedy. When you're in the zone, like there's days when I just can't sit down and do one if I'm not, you know, if the energy's bad or I don't want to, here's your vision board. Here's your vision board, bitch. What is this? Just squiggly lines. Again, keep a sense of humor.
Don't pay attention to the fire, okay?
Exactly. Like, why are there bullet holes? So I do try to get into, and then I as I said, it's not something I could, you know, you can always do on a schedule. You've got to kind of wait. And then, like, I think the best ones are when I just say, I don't know, apparently a ladybug is going in here. I don't know why. And then someone will say, oh, I love ladybugs. I forgot to say ladybugs. So at least I try. They've all worked out. I mean, you know, it's new. So I've got a good track record. I've only been doing it for a few months.
Well, I think that if people look at the ones that I've posted in, they should be posted by now in the chat room.
Awesome.
That people, if they take a look at that, they'll see, get the essence of what it is. By the way, I had a squirrel moment because I'm looking at it right now. I love the gift certificate, actually.
I'll say, I want to give a shout out. There's a graphic artist who does all of my comedy posters called Jason Rees. And Jason, if you need anything like album cover design, flyers, he's just this spectacular human being. Like you, he and his wife Michelle Rees, and she does like great chakra candles, and she's like really, like, she's very witchy and wonderful. And my friend again my friend Donna, who's always she's one of the vision boards you posted, she's in the white hat and the dark hair.
Okay, yeah,
best friends forever. She's like my Taurus and Taurus sister. She bought one for her son, and she just said, I want one for my goddaughter, but I need a gift certificate. She's like, cause I don't know what she wants on hers. And I'm like, okay. So I was like, Jason, can you do a gift certificate right away? And so, yeah, that he made that wonderful gift certificate and that's the vision board I did for myself that got bought. So,
okay, so about to say, I want
the
that
world now.
see, I was about to say, I want that one, except if I grew my hair again that long, I could possibly look like a chick with long hair.
You did have very long blonde hair. I'll make you one. Like, I'll make you a personal one too.
I've already got my personal one. That, I know, you can't top mine. I
can't top the angel. And I have to say, a lot of people comment on the angel one. You know, there's obviously people, they're fan favorites. And the
which I find so funny. But I love this addition that you've sort of brought in. And again, it makes people smile. It makes people happy, you know, and it's a feel good thing. Right. And what we need a lot more of these days, obviously. So,
Oliver, all part of the laugh of attraction. Well, we, you know, I think we need more of that. And it means a lot to me. And, you know, also, like, I was so insecure doing these. It was very therapeutic for me. I was just doing them on my own. So it's great to have somebody like a little brother or someone say, hey, you got to post these. You know, he was my first client.
Okay.
He's like, I'm working on a novel. Will you do my book cover? So that was my first.
Oh, really? Yes. Oh, wow. That, your brother?
My brother Rick, yeah, and the funny thing is he mentioned it the other night. He's like, I see that I've fallen behind on the queue. I guess you have to fill these other orders now because I did his vision board, but I haven't done his book cover yet. And I'm like, I know, I was actually just saying that I got to get around to that.
maybe I should have you do. I should hire you to do my book cover for the book that I'm, writing in a very Libra kind of way.
Ooh, very. Yeah, I'd love. Sure, of course, I will.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming along. It's just depends on where the Libra is that day, And by the way, I'm not a Libra. I'm a Capricorn, but I got Libra moon, Libra rising. Yeah, but I got that Libra moon, Libra rising that seems to, pop its ugly head up sometimes. it doesn't go so well with a Capricorn that wants things done,
well,
you know.
I always like when I horoscope say, I'm like more like Capra horny. And I always, when I bug the Libras in the audience, I'm like, that the rest of the astrological signs have wonderful mythological creatures or bulls and lions, and you're an old timey set of scales that people use to weigh fish and cocaine. There you go.
That's so
got
true.
Got to give your you're audience so a little laugh.
That is so true. I love it. That is hysterical because it kind of is true because they always weigh everything because everything has to be weighed, right? I always joke about Libras is the pendulum is always either all the way to the right or all the way to the left, because the whole point of a Libra is trying to balance things, right? And but then again, this is one of the reasons why we were talking earlier about the cancel culture and wokeness and all that it sort of went to the extreme. And but as you said, that it oftentimes do that first before it finds its balance, right?
Well, that pendulum always does that. It goes to, and sometimes you need to go to the extreme, to be honest, to make, everyone who has pushed the needle and made a big significant impact on this planet were pretty extreme. Tesla was very extreme. Nikola Tesla. Do you know what I mean? And so sometimes I'm not opposed to it, but then it has to find its way back and the pendulum goes too far and then, makes its point and then hopefully it finds its way.
Well, it also gives a reference point as to what not to do,
Right. I'm okay, often maybe an example of what not to do.
Okay, little if not make, okay? So by the way, Carla, we are sort of speeding towards the end of the show here. And but I do want to hear from you what's up next. I hear a little bird. I may have heard a rumor that you might be visiting Canada soon.
Yes, I haven't been to Canada since the Jean-Claude Pandem. So pandemic. So I'm coming in November and I'm doing a mini tour in Canada. So again, if you follow me on Insta, Carla Collins Comedian, all the shows are posted there. I'm going to be in Pembroke and Ottawa, Toronto, Barrie. So I'm doing a bunch of live shows in Canada and I'll be there. I'm coming home for the holidays.
Oh, for the holidays.
Or as I say, I'm coming home for the holidays. So you get it? So,
see, which makes me happy. Well, now makes me happy that I postponed. Well, I kind of had to postpone my trip to Denmark until next year because now I get to see you, of course. So that's
you in real time.
But you also have this. You sold out this in Los Angeles is sold out every Saturday, it sounds like it.
Oh, well, don't believe everything you see on socials. No, this past Saturday was sold out. But I was joking. I said, I think all the shows are sold out because I think people were worried about the election. And I called it the Civil War tailgate party. But see, that didn't happen. But I do. I have a show. I've got a show in Pasadena coming up this weekend, a big fundraiser. I've got a show in Santa Barbara next week. I've got podcasts. I don't know. A bunch of stuff coming up,
Yeah, and they can find you. And the best way to follow you is on Instagram with what I posted in the chat room at Carla Collins Comedian.
Yeah, I'm really pushing the Instagram because I got hacked a couple of years ago and never came back. So Instagram and Facebook are also linked. So it's one-stop shopping for someone like me who's not great. So Instagram's the best way at Carla Collins Comedian, all with C's.
All with C's, yeah. Anyway, sweetheart, it was so good to have you on. It was also just to hear what you're up to and what coming down the pipeline. And I do want to encourage everyone out there, look at these vision boards. They are absolutely magical and they do have a profound impact. I can tell you that. So thank you for sharing all your gifts.
Oh, thank you. Honestly, that means the world to me, Oliver. Thank you. Don't make me cry. Don't be a raccoon.
It's that damn raccoon, you know.
That damn raccoon catching snowflakes is so cute. I could cry right now. I love you so much. I'm so grateful to have you in my life. We're also grateful for your show. So thank you so much for this platform and for shining so much light and being so lovely to me.
Always, sweetheart. And to everyone out there, Raven is up next with Raven's Rabbit Hole. There, I got it right. And that's always a beautiful experience because Raven always takes you places that you didn't even think you could go, but she will. And of course, find me every day over at 12listen.com. I'll be back next Wednesday. And when you hit the weekend, have a beautiful weekend. Talk to you next time.